Hello and thank you for joining us today. With us today we have Michelle Dello of Paper Graphics, who have been serving the wide format print industry for over 35 years, supplying machinery, inks and media. Paper Graphics have brought many new innovative materials to the marketplace, and today we're going to focus on the interior decor sector. Let's talk about the magical combination of digital technology and the innovative substrates offered by Paper Graphics, and how together they are unlocking the sector to offer designers and printers new creative applications and opportunities. Michelle, thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
It's great to see you. Could you give us an introduction to Paper Graphics and your love of print and materials?
As you say, Paper Graphics have been around for 35 years, still an independently owned company, who sell and market media and wide format print machinery. A vast selection of materials, so from obviously in terms of media, things like CAD prints, photo papers, all the way through to banners and obviously the interior sector, which is more of a specialist sector, and the materials that are actually in there. And obviously, as you know, we are a partner with HP for the latex machines, which fits in really nicely with the interior side.
Absolutely, yeah. Gives you lots and lots of interesting applications, doesn't it? That's great. First question then. Do you think the COVID pandemic has accelerated the use of digital printing technologies like the HP Latex and the new series? And have you seen new investment for reshoring amongst your customers?
We have. I'm going to say surprisingly, because I think everyone was obviously very nervous when COVID first hit and basically the lockdowns and the country shut down. And a lot of the sectors dried up. So people that were really concentrating on, say, exhibitions, for instance, trade shows, signage, you know, they kind of saw their business, if you like, drop away overnight. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for other sectors for them to actually get into. And on the interior side, it's just grown exponentially across the lockdown. One of the main areas or the reasons is obviously the residential. We've seen a lot of people that are now working from home. They've been at home for a long time in their environments. And they're actually looking to improve their environments and their home life. And they may have suddenly had to kind of install an office area somewhere within their homes, which they've never had to do before. Or a bit like me, you know, that you've got a home where there's certain parts of it that you think, I could improve upon that, or I need to have a look at that particular area. But when you're in that environment 24/7, it suddenly starts to bug you and you want to do something about it. So people are improving their home environments, and obviously decorative is one way that they're actually doing it. So in the residential side, we've seen a real uptake. And so obviously, following on from that, we have seen people that have invested in new machinery, vast investments, and they're actually doing it now to make the most of the opportunity to grow within those particular areas. The contract side obviously has been quite quiet, but we have seen places like hotels, hospitality, kind of make the most of being shut down and again improving the areas for COVID safety, when obviously people have gone back, but also to update the hotels and the sort of the areas within. So again, we've seen a good uptake, not just in the UK, Europe as well is very strong in that area.
It's great to hear, isn't it? It's great to hear that you're seeing both convergence and new entrepreneurial growth across that whole sector of the industry. Very, very interesting.
I think it's one thing that I've always kind of learnt coming from traditional interiors into the print world per se, is that they are, they're very good at actually just switching and moving their businesses on, and as you say, very entrepreneurial, and that just seems to be the makeup of printers. They're definitely taking that opportunity and seizing upon it, and creating and moving on.
Yes, as you say, it's like creatives adapting to meet demand, isn't it, really? And being able to just make that switch in what was extreme circumstances. But I think it also establishes new behaviours now for the future, and you focus on that sector, on the decor sector, doesn't it, for market growth. It's going to be a great journey for the whole print industry and release so much creativity into the sector. It's great.
It is. It's as you know, it's such a vast sector. Decorative printing is such a vast sector. Sort of up to 2019, we were looking sort of globally, but around about 84,000 square meters of product actually being printed for interiors. And that obviously covers not just walls, but floors, furniture, windows. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of meterage. And in terms of value, we're looking at about £80 billion being spent on that. That's a big sector. And traditionally, and still is the case, gravure printing, the traditional printing methods, still takes up around about 84% of that volume. But the inkjet is definitely the fastest growing. And sort of 2019, it was around about 8% of that market. But that's still only 8% of that huge 80 billion square meters. So you can imagine what's still out there to take and to move away from gravure. And people creatively are now really starting to see what inkjet printing can do in terms of, you know, interiors, not just from the bespoke aspect, but sort of images even behind me and even behind you, the lovely design there. It's very difficult. You can't do these things with traditional gravure. So the creativity side of what you can do with inkjet is really starting to open out within the designers and specifiers and architects. So I think it's a lovely, you know, such a good area to be in at the moment. And as I say, just to kind of reiterate again, inkjet is only about 9% at the moment of an 80 billion square meter market. So I think there's lots of opportunities out there.
Lots and lots of opportunities. And we're going to talk later about your substrates and materials, which from my side, I think that's also a huge part of the journey, because early on in the development of digital marketplaces, it was much more difficult to get substrates that were comparable to the market sector you were working in. And, you know, hats off to you. Some of the incredible substrates we're going to talk about later that you have within your archive are absolutely responsible for creating those beautiful textures and those beautiful luxury walls that the industry needs. And I think that's all of the accessibility of both the technology, the application, and the materials is so, so important for the growth, as you say, moving into that, 92% of the marketplace that currently isn't using digital technologies. It's going to be a very, very interesting journey. Next question, Michelle. Would you say that sustainability is becoming a mainstream requirement for the print industry? That's both machinery and materials.
It is definitely going that way. It's such an important area now for consumers and there's more of an understanding about sustainability. We get questions now every day from printers that are wanting to have some more information about it, and obviously it's coming from their customer consumer base. In terms of materials, it's still quite a confusing area. It's such a vast area as to whether products contain plastics, PVCs. People are now asking about where are they coming from in the world, but also being more in tune as to the manufacturers, you know, how they treat their staff, how they are set up in the environment as well. And also machinery, yes, definitely, in terms of inks, you know, the water-based inks, people are more aware of the environment now.
So I guess we've almost answered my next question, bizarrely, which was, you know, have you witnessed new growth in the decor sector? Yes, yes, we most definitely have. But this is an interesting twist, really. Is the industry is the industry becoming more sophisticated as regards how it's broaching customization creatively?
Yes, I mean, I find it quite interesting. I've come from interiors. I've been in interiors for 30 years. And it's quite interesting in terms of materials, for instance, when you mentioned about our vast sort of catalogue of materials that we have for the printers to try. And I'm actually now looking at bringing in materials for the digital print that I was using 20 years ago for traditional printing.
Yeah.
So things like the suede, the textiles, things like grass cloths, things like acoustic materials. And I think it's because obviously they were very much used in the traditional interiors market, but for the printers in the inkjet markets, these are all new things that they can be discovered. And obviously the technology now allows them to print on these different materials. So it is, yes, the creativity is opening up. It's surprising that there are quite a few designers out there that still are not fully aware of the inkjet possibilities, and it's about education, which Paper Graphics very much do. We do a lot of webinars, seminars, not just with the printers, but also with the designers and the architects, just to sort of, you know, make inkjet printing known to them and the possibilities of it outside of thinking signage and wayfinding, you know, and just what they can actually do. So it's a lot of education still.
Yeah. But it does have to be apples for apples, doesn't it? In that you have to bring back those core substrates, because it's interesting when you look at the wall covering market and you look at the textile marketplaces as well, the core substrates, the non-wovens, the substrates that print millions and millions of meters haven't necessarily changed. They'll have changed slightly in their makeup and production processes by being made in a much more responsible, sustainable format than they would have been 20 years ago. But it is interesting, isn't it, to see how you particularly are really helping to unlock the sector, because the only option previously, 15, 20 years ago, would have been to buy a 3,000 metre ream and then have it cut yourself and then hold all of that stock. So by diversifying the availability of all of your substrates, you make them available to everybody, which is going to accelerate the growth of the marketplace. It's great.
It's certainly, yes, it does. We kind of take that pain out.
Yes, absolutely. What are the most popular materials for decor use? And what's new in the Paper Graphics media collection?
We have a very vast range of wall coverings. Paper Graphics were the first to introduce wall coverings sort of 17 years ago into the sector. And we've obviously expanded on that. But our main core range is Digimura, which is very well known. And it's one that actually we have Digimura specified. So we have architects and designers that actually specify the wall covering brand, and we also have installers, traditional wall covering installers, who just really like installing the product, and so they're an influencer as well on what's being used out there. So we have the core products, but within there I'm very keen on texture. And it's one of the things that we're sort of against educating printers about. Because when you have conversations with printers that maybe, you know, as we said over COVID, they're looking for other revenue streams and other areas to get into, and interiors is one they think of, and they automatically look for a dead, flat, smooth product, because that's what they're used to in their other sort of sectors, if you like. But the great thing about the interiors is the textures are just as important as the print and can just completely change a look and a feel of the design. So we have a sort of a broad range of different textures and different finishes like micas, pearlescence, metallics, which again is a very kind of vogue area at the moment. So quite a broad range. Even in our non-wovens, again, we have four textures. So for me, it's all about sort of the look and the feel of the interiors. In terms of what's sort of coming up new, textiles, I'm saying textiles as in textile wall coverings as well. Obviously, you see behind me, we've got window blinds. Roller blinds here as well, which I mean, I just love. And I love, as you can see here, it's just a combination. We've actually used part of the design of a picture on the roller blind as onto the wall as well, because a lot of people kind of think you can only have one or the other. So you would either have a decorative wall and a plain window, or the other way around. And that's not necessarily the case. You can just make a complete statement by using. So windows, soft furnishings is the next sort of area as well. Floorings, there's just so much that's sort of we're looking at and that's going to be coming
in.
What's
amazing as well, Michelle, and you see it behind you, isn't it? You know, when we all started this journey, because I think that transference was very much from the graphics industry over into the interior industry, we saw photographic everywhere, all over the walls, murals, and then of course we saw, you know, it was just an absolute, you know, Photoshop photography takeover, wasn't it? And then of course, you know, we saw the price points for those products drop dramatically then over the next 10 years with the speed and etc. of technology. But what you're seeing behind you is how the creative has now embrace this technology and is actually just taking it to the next level. And you discussed earlier micas, in which the coatings and all of the I totally agree with you, all the micas and the beautiful coatings that professional creatives that work in the interior sector are used to buying are now available as those core substrates for you to really play with. And I guess you've seen some great effects on the new HP 700 and 800 series with the layering that we can now do.
Exactly. And I've just actually done some sort of testing and playing around with our new textile suede products. And it was really exciting because I also am sort of looking to move away on some products from plain white. And obviously, so you can print on, you can have a coloured background, and we've got a beautiful charcoal grey suede fabric that obviously on the new latex, we've got the version where you can put the white. So we put the white down and then we put the colour on top, and the effects that you can actually achieve are just phenomenal. Really, really, it's just so exciting to be able to sort of play around and sort of see what you can do. And it's about inspiring creatives, isn't it? You know, because even creatives perhaps need a spark and to kind of understand really what the new technology can do for them, for them to create that spark. And as you probably see, a lot of the walls around me, I don't tend to show off a lot of photographic because, as you say, it was very much out there, the Photoshop, the photographic, and it's now kind of demonstrating really the sort of the move into real interiors and what can be achieved and inspiring the creatives.
Absolutely.
As well.
I mean, interior projects generally have a different ambience, do they? You have to be able to, they're like art, you have to be able to appreciate them, but they don't take over your day. If that makes sense. So They live with you live with them either as a statement or subconsciously. And I think that element of design, exactly. I think, has perhaps been missing in the industry so far, but it is definitely coming to the fore. Definitely, as we get more creatives on board. It's so interesting. It's actually so exciting right now, isn't it? It's really good.
Oh, it is.
Which are your favourite products, Michelle, and why? Which are your favourite substrates?
I'm very much on the wall covering side. I love the digimuras. I love texture. For me, sort of reiterating really what I said before, but for me, a design isn't just about a 2D print. And you can just completely change the look of the design. You can't really see on camera here, but for instance, the painting, the Henri Russo behind me, we've put it on a stucco plaster effect. So imagine the old sort of Italian sort of villas with the paintings directly onto the walls. And that's what we've actually created by putting it onto a plaster effect. And it just completely changes the look of the actual design. When we have interior sort of induction days with our printers that come in to see us, I kind of demonstrate by having the same design on different finishes and different textures, just so they can start to get an understanding of what the products can actually do. And as you said, sort of the micas, again, what it can actually do, it just lifts a design away from being perhaps a sort of flat 2D into a completely other dimension. So I'm very much about texture.
It all adds that luxury element, doesn't it? And that, of course, then helps the perceived price pointing too, because it's impossible to compare it like for like. So I think that kind of development work that you've just discussed is just so important for the future, so that people and brands, creatives, printers even, can create their own niche markets by using the technology in their own special format with their own substrates. I think you're going to see so much growth there, hopefully. So exciting. One of the things that you touched on earlier, Michelle, which is so, so important, and I know that you as a company, Paper Graphics, do it so well, is about sharing knowledge. And I think it'd be really interesting for our listeners if you could explain some, not in any major depth, because we could spend a week on this, I guess, but could you explain certification in the first instance for fire retardancy, and then also responsible sourcing, kind of moving over for companies that are now seriously looking at changing their directories and their stocked products to have more green, eco-friendly products. What should they be looking out for, and what do they need to know for FR and green products?
Okay, so in terms of the fire ratings, there are fire ratings for interior products that are for commercial use and also residential. There are an awful lot of people out there that just think, I only need to worry about fire certification if it's going into a commercial environment. That is not the case. It has to be fire rated, fire certified, even for residential. All products. So whether it's a wall covering, whether it's a window blinds, and whether it's soft furnishings, just think about fire certifications. It is quite a convoluted big area, which on our training days we do try to sort of go through with our printers what to look out for. The easiest thing on the wall covering side, for instance, is to look for a CE mark. Either a CE or a UK mark that is now obviously from Brexit, that actually tells you that the product has gone through all the relevant safety that it needs to. But fire certification is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about eco-friendly then, green products? What should they be looking out for there?
Well, again, when it comes to products, obviously, with a lot of interior products, they're tested for other things as well. So the wall covering side, for instance, The products actually go through testing for things like VOCs, the volatile organic compounds. They're tested for things like formaldehyde, for heavy metals. There's a whole big list that the products are actually tested for, to actually ensure that they are safe for the environment and safe within people's environments. And that, again, that is linked to the CE mark. So just check for that. Again, there are a lot of people that perhaps would like to move away from a PVC finish. Mm-hmm. So there are other alternatives out there. The big area at the moment, which is big sort of 2021, 2022, is actually buy local. And a lot of creatives now, when they're looking to specify, they're actually looking as to where that product is coming from. And there's a real big buzz around buy local, not only obviously to support the local economy, but just in terms of the sort of the carbon footprint, if you like, the emissions of actually buying it locally.
And reducing stocks, I guess, as well, by buying locally.
Exactly. And as you said, I mean, the great thing about the inkjet and obviously the materials that Paper Graphic offer is that you don't have to have thousands of meters that are actually kind of shipped in. And you can do, if you like, this just in time work process where, you know, as you know, Paper Graphics have a vast warehouse where it's all sort of stocked, ready for people to just call off. A small quantity at a time.
It's very important, especially for entrepreneurial growth as well, you know, for people who are purchasing HP latex, for example, but they're just going to print bespoke jobs. You know, there's lots of designers moving into the marketplace now, especially in wall coverings, because they can actually print totally for themselves and supply their own products to their own customers and consumers. So being able to drop on a 25-meter roll or a 50-meter roll that fits the purpose of the project that you're working on, or allows you to order, you know, and order small samples as well from yourselves. So you order, you know, a couple of meters just to try it, see what the designs look on it, send it back to the interior designer. It's all about, yeah, staging the commitments, isn't it, really, and making sure that both parties are as flexible as possible, actually.
No, I was just going to sort of reiterate and agree with you. Absolutely. You know, we do have smaller sample rolls that are available, which is really important if people do want to try the different textures and finishes and have sort of a play around, if you like, and work with the designers to get the sort of desired result. And then they can move on, obviously, to a roll 25, 30 metres.
Yeah. Have fun. Yeah, definitely. Have fun with substrates and play and try different applications. And just looking at, you know, I cannot wait to get back to a physical trade show so that we can all play with all of the, have a look at, a close look at the technologies that have been launched over the last 12 months and have a real play with new applications that haven't yet been thought of because the creatives haven't had great access to the machinery, really. With the social distancing restrictions, which will soon be gone. Michelle, the last question for you, I'm conscious of your time today. We've spoken a lot about opportunities, but where do you think the biggest opportunities are in the 92% that's left in our marketplace to go for? Where's the biggest growth going to come from in the decor sector? Which are the most exciting sectors for you personally that you'll see expand?
Obviously we've spoken about the residential, and that is still going to continue at the moment. So the residential side is a real kind of, I was going to say quick win, really, yep. I think, for people. The other side, hospitality. Yep. The hospitality market is, well, it was always, from the traditional interior side, the biggest sector of decorative print. So, and as I say, we're seeing some really, really big projects for hospitality that are coming out of the UK and also in Europe at the moment. So, watch the space. I think that's going to be a really big growth area. But as I say, for now, sort of a quick win now, residential.
Yeah, that's great. It's great advice, Michelle. Great answers and great information and insight. Thank you so, so much for sharing your knowledge with us today. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Brilliant.
I very, very much look forward to visiting you sometime very soon, somewhere.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll speak soon.
It's been a pleasure.